Welcome to the UFS Learn On Success Series, brought to you by Advising Access and Success from CTL. Today we'll be talking to Katlego, one of our UFS students. He's here to share some advice on how to end the academic year strong. Now, let me tell you a little bit about Katlego. Katlego is a third-year B Social Sciences student majoring in Industrial Psychology and Psychology. During the first semester of 2020, he obtained 3 distinctions out of 5 modules registered for, even managing to obtain 100% in one of his psychology modules. Welcome, Katlego, and thank you for joining us. How are you today?
Thank you. I'm doing well, thanks, and I trust that you're doing well also. Thank you.
What was your biggest concern about your academics when you found out the country was going into lockdown?
Being final year, my biggest concern when I found out that the country would be going to lockdown was definitely the possibility of things being prolonged or postponed or extended, you know. I thought maybe we would have to come back next year and finish off the last bit of our undergrad studies in 2021, you know. Not that I'm in a hurry or anything, but yeah, the possibility of finishing off later than what I would have hoped was really worrying me.
What are some of the challenges you've experienced along the way?
Some of the challenges I've experienced along the way, if I'm going to be completely honest, the biggest challenge for me was data, you know. The data struggle was really real on my side, you know. Unfortunately, I'm not on NSFAS, so I wasn't eligible to receive the 20 or 30 gigabytes of data that the NSFAS students were receiving monthly. So yes, that was my biggest challenge.
What are some of the strategies you've used to ensure your academics don't suffer?
One was that I would literally do nothing the entire week and wait for all my lecturers to send us like the entire week's work, you know. I would literally just sit there and watch my work piling up, you know. And then I would wait for like one specific day in the week. It would usually be towards the end of the week, you know. I'd maybe choose Friday or Saturday, you know, to do my entire week's work, you know. And then on that day, I'd wake up really early, dedicate, you know, the entire day to doing schoolwork. And then what I would do is I would buy loads of data that would at least last me the entire day. And then, yeah, I just started my work quite early on that day and make sure that I finished, you know. It got overwhelming, to be honest, because too much work can get overwhelming. But yeah, I had no other choice, and that was what I had to resort to. And my other strategy, oh my goodness, thankfully I have a friend who's very understanding, you know. So at that time, you know, earlier in the year, the device that I was using was very problematic, you know. It wasn't stable, it wasn't, you know, it wasn't reliable. So luckily one of my friends understood, you know, the position or unfortunate situation that I was in, you know. So then what I would do is I would literally write down, like, you know, my entire assignment, take pictures of it, and then send it to him, you know, and then ask him to please, you know, type it for me whenever he, you know, gets time. And then, yeah, he would literally type out my entire assignment for me, send it back to me, and then I would be able to submit my assignments, you know. It was a lot of work, but, yeah, that's how things got done this side. And I'm really, really grateful, you know, to that friend for being so willing and so, you know, so understanding.
What support have you received from the institution that's helped you thus far?
Without sounding like a bad person, if I'm going to be honest, I did not really receive any support from the institution, you know. I'm trying to think, but yeah, I don't remember receiving any support from the institution, you know. Although I must point out that after reaching out to my faculty, you know, I was put into contact with academic advising and CTL people, you know, and you guys have kind of been able, you know, to just, you know, help me out, you know, a bit, you know, not necessarily with data or anything like that, you know. But, you know, knowing that there are people out there who really care, you know, who really do worry and wonder, you know, about your academics, you know, really, you know, helps sometimes. So yeah, I think, you know, that's the only thing that I think the university provided for me last semester. Yes.
What do you think the UFS could have done differently to support student success in the first semester?
Once again, I'm going to speak about data. I think the UFS could have really tried, you know, giving out data to all their students, you know. I know that FITS, I think, you know, if I'm not mistaken, you know, gave out data to all their students, you know, regardless of whether, you know, those students were with NSFAS or not, you know, all the students, you know, received monthly data. And I think the UFS could have really taken notes from them, you know. But also in saying that, I completely understand that not every university, you know, is the same financially, you know, and not every university, you know, is on the same budget. So maybe that could have been UFS's problem. But yeah, I think they could have really tried something, you know, on the data front, because many, many students have been struggling, you know. And now I heard that that free data for NSFAS students has been cut already, or will be cut now at the end of October. So yes, interesting times ahead. It's really gonna be intriguing to see what happens now that those students won't be receiving data anymore, you know. Because the only thing that the UFS did for us, if I'm gonna be honest, was telling us to download the Global Protect app, which I think many students will vouch, you know, will vouch for the fact that it hasn't been really helpful, you know. It's a very unstable and unreliable app, you know. Some students have completely ignored using the app, actually. You know, I'm one of those students, you know. It can really disappoint you. So yeah, it's really going to be interesting to see what happens in the next couple of months.
Katlego, what's keeping you motivated?
To be honest, two things have kept me motivated. One is the beginning and the other is the end. By the beginning, I mean looking back to where it all started. You know, I had to sit down, you know, one day and look at my journey from first year up until now, you know. And I realized that, you know, the sacrifices made, you know, were just, you know, too big and too much to just, you know, to just give up and let everything go, man, you know. I thought to myself, oh my goodness, if I'm gonna, you know, give up now, then it means that, you know, all those late nights studying in the library and study log, you know, all those super early mornings, you know, rushing to a 7 a.m. class would have been in vain, you know, and that did not sit well with me, you know. So I figured that I really, really have to finish this, you know. And another thing, you know, is that I'm one person who likes to finish what I've started, if I may say, you know. So I looked at myself and told myself that, you know, I got myself into this, you know. I'm the one who started this journey. Nobody forced me, you know. So if anything, I'm going to be the one to finish off this journey, you know. And that's really kept me going, you know. And another thing, as I said, is the ending, you know. I started thinking of what the future could possibly look like, you know, once I had my undergrad degree, you know. And yeah, that really motivated me, you know. I realized that with my undergrad degree, I would be able to possibly go into postgrad studies next year, or possibly go into the workplace next year, you know. So yeah, that's also been one of my biggest motivating factors, you know. That was actually one of my biggest motivating factors last semester.
And lastly, before we go, what advice do you have for your fellow students who are finding it difficult to keep going?
Not much, you know, because, you know, we are not all faced with the same problems, you know. So I can't really say, right, here's a recipe, follow it, and all your problems will be solved, you know. And we all know that, you know, not all days are the same, you know, some days are better than others, you know. But what I'd like to say to my fellow Kofsis is, you know, just hang in there. I know it sounds cliche, but do hang in there. There's really light at the end of the tunnel, you know. There is hope, you know. There's really something to look forward to, you know, something to work towards, you know. And another thing is, you know, I think students should start realizing that not everything is worth fighting for, you know. I don't know, but students should really try and be, I know, alert or able in picking their battles wisely, you know. Not everything is worth fighting for. And as students, you know, we often find ourselves, you know, going head to head with authority, you know, or fighting a losing battle, you know, which is really exhausting, because what's the use of fighting, you know, something that you'll never win, you know. So yeah, students should really just sometimes, you know, pick which battles are worth fighting for and which are not, you know. Because if we are going to be honest, some things are, you know, out of our control, you know, as students. Some, you know, most times actually we literally have to follow what the Minister of Higher Education and Training tells us to do. And we also have to follow what, you know, the university's management tells us to do, you know. So yeah, sometimes it's really in our best interest to just make peace with things, you know, if they're really out of our control. And yeah, that would really be helpful to students.
Thank you so much, Katlego. We really appreciate the time that you've spent with us today. Look out for more initiatives of the UFS Learn On Success series under our Facebook page, UFS Academic Advising.